بسم الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I can ask you, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no guide except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was His servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah as He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in the state of al-Islam, doing those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, wa batha minhuma rijalan kathira wa nisa'a. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says to us, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, who created you from a single soul, and from him he created his mate, and from them both he brought about many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all-watcher over you. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us in the Quran, and He says, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah. And that's what the month of Ramadan is about. It's about increasing in taqwa of Allah. So Allah says, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah, and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds, and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be alive to witness the month of Ramadan. And Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of al-Islam, in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He's pleased with us, in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He sends the angels of mercies to collect our souls. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just a reminder about one of the many things that we should be doing during the month of Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan, we should be trying to do anything and everything seeking the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of those things that we definitely need to be doing during the month of Ramadan is making dua to Allah. Making dua to Allah, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna du'a'a huwa al-ibadah. Rasulullah said, verily the supplication, verily calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Allah, asking Allah, he said, that is the worship. So when you make dua to Allah, you are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your Lord says, call upon me, and I will respond to you. Allah says, call upon me, make dua to me, and I will respond to you. And brothers and sisters, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not Joe Schmo on the other end of the phone. This is not your friend on the corner. This is not your brother or your sister. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you best to believe it. When Allah says, call upon me and I will respond to you, you can take that to the bank. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you. So why don't we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why don't we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There was a poet, and this poet, he said something that's very true. He said, Allah hates not to be asked. Allah hates it when we don't ask Him, when we don't call upon Him. And mankind, they hate to be asked. And this is the truth. We hate to be asked. Sometimes we see the phone ringing and we see the phone number and say, I don't want to pick it up because I know they want something. But this is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves it when we call upon Him. No matter what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah, and when my servants ask you about me, this is what He said to Rasulullah, when my servants, they ask you about me, tell them that I am near, and that I respond to the supplication, to the dua of the person who's making dua. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us. So brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan, that is the time to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is that you want, whether it's in this dunya, whether it's in the akhirah, whether it's a problem, whether it's a blessing that you want, whatever that you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan is the month for sure to call upon Him. Brothers and sisters, we should ask ourselves, why don't we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many times, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the last thing that we do. Maybe we run into a problem and we try to figure it out. Maybe we try to solve it. Maybe we get other people involved. Why is it that many times the last thing that we do is we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sometimes it's because we're shy. Sometimes we're shy to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we feel ashamed. Sometimes we feel ashamed because of the bad things that we do. And we're ashamed to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for something. Ask Him for help. Ask Him for blessing. Sometimes we feel like we don't deserve our dua to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we don't even bother asking. But we should look at the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the shaitan, after he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and subhanAllah, we should reflect upon this for a moment. How many of us, we've had direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us, we've heard the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? None of us. But the shaitan, he did. The shaitan knew for certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existed. And yet and still he disobeyed Him when Allah gave him a direct order. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scolded the shaitan and told him what was going to happen to him, what did the shaitan do? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah already told him, okay, your punishment, you're going to the hellfire for what you did. What did the shaitan do? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the shaitan, that qala shaitan, أَنْدِرْنِي إِلَّا يَوْمٍ يُبْعَثُونَ. The shaitan said to Allah, after Allah told him he's going to the hellfire, he said, oh Allah, give me time, please, until the day that you raise him back up. This is what the shaitan did. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْدَرِينَ. Verily you are from those who have been given respite. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He listened to the dua of the shaitan and He accepted it. And He gave him some time. So what do we learn from this example, brothers and sisters? If this is the shaitan, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah listened to his dua, listened to his supplication, then what about us? What about the people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about the people that make salat? What about the people that are fasting during the month of Ramadan? Do we not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our prayers? Brothers and sisters, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves it when we call upon Him. No matter how small it may be. It said that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, whenever he needed anything, the first thing he would do is make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that Abu Bakr Siddiq, if he needed salt for his food, even though he knew he had the salt there before he even went and reached for it, he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were not embarrassed, they were not ashamed, they did not hesitate to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what about us? Salman al-Farisi rahimahullah, or radiallahu anhu, he said a very beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى حَيِّيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. He said, verily Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is the, what they say, like open-handed. He's the one that's always giving, and He's generous. يَسْتَخْيِ مِنْ أَبْدِهِ إِذَا رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَيْهِ أن يرداهما سفرة.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is like the open-handed or the beneficent, the most generous. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels shy. He's embarrassed when his slave, he holds his hands up to him and he calls upon him. Allah is shy to return that person's hands back to him empty-handed. Allah is shy to not respond to this person when he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's shy from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one that created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one that gives us our risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives us all the blessings that we enjoy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the one that provides for the believers and the disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels shy when we ask him for something and he doesn't respond. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't feel shy. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like, who am I to ask Allah for this? No. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. One of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is Al-Mujib, the one who responds to the dua. So brothers and sisters, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, don't limit what you ask for. Don't limit what you ask for. Don't feel like, man, this is too much, so I'm going to just ask for this. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can give us anything if He wants to. So whatever you want, brothers and sisters, whether it's Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of Jannah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. No matter how many sins we've committed, don't ever feel like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't just wipe it away if He wants to, if we ask for it. No matter how much we may already have, or how much we don't have, don't feel like it's impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you whatever it is that you want. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna allaha yaqul, anna inda dhanni abdi fiyya, wa ana ma'ahu idha da'ani. Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am as my slave thinks that I am. I am as my slave thinks that I am. And I am with him when he makes dua to me. So brothers and sisters, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we've committed the sins. All of us, we want to be saved from the hellfire. All of us, we want Jannah. All of us, we want good things for our children. All of us, we want good things in this dunya. All of us, we want good things in the hereafter. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of that. Brothers and sisters, as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Ghani. He's al-Ghani. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the riches belong to Him. So whatever you want, for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow it upon you. Allah is al-Ghafur al-Rahim. He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. So no matter what we've done in the way of the bad deeds, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can forgive us if He wants to, if we ask Him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَضُ اللَّهَ أَزَّ وَجَلْ بِدَأْوَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمٌ وَلَا قَتِيئَةُ رَحْمٍ إِلَّا أَتَّاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِخْدَى ثَلَاثِ خِسَالٍ. Rasulullah said that there's no Muslim. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this dua does not involve any kind of sin. This dua does not involve any kind of cutting of the family ties. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person one of three things. You make a dua, and it's not something haram, and it's not affecting the family ties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you one of three things.
Imma an yu'ajjil lahu da'watahu.
He will either hasten to give him what he wants right then and there. This is the first thing.
Wa imma an yusrifa anhu minas. Excuse me. Wa imma an yaddi. يَدِّي خِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْأُخْرَى.
Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save this dua for him until a later time in the hereafter. And the third thing,
وَإِمَّا أَنْ يُسْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ سُوءِ مِثْلَهَا.
Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away some kind of calamity, some kind of tragedy that was going to affect him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn that away from him. So it's one of three things, brothers and sisters. And either way, we win. Either Allah will answer your dua immediately and give you what you ask for, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save that dua until the hereafter, when for sure you will need it more. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His bounty, He'll remove some kind of distress, some kind of hardship, some kind of calamity that was going to affect you as a response to your dua. So alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month of making dua to Allah, and I want to encourage all of us to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, if you make dua to Allah and you don't get what it is that you want, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't think Allah is not listening to me. Don't think Allah doesn't hear my dua. Brothers and sisters, Imam Al-Jawsi, rahimahullah, he said, the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you is better than your own planning. The planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you is better than your own planning. And this is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's good for us. Even though we may think something is good for us, and so we're asking Allah for it, and asking, and asking, and asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality of everything. And He knows that perhaps this thing that we're asking for is not good for us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His bounty, He holds it back. There's one riwayah, one narration, that says that on Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to show each and every person every incident where this person made dua, and how Allah answered this dua for him. On Yawmul Qiyamah, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show each and every one of us. Every time that we made dua, Allah will show us how we made, how He answered that dua. And it's said that there's not a single person that will wish on that day that Allah had not answered any of our dua in this dunya, and instead had just saved it for us all for the hereafter. So alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mujib. He's the one that responds to the dua. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be patient and to help us to make dua to Him. أقول لك أفضل أستغفر الله لكم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, we should follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us how to make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give us the good in this dunya. Wa fil akhirati hasana. And give us the good in the hereafter. Wa qina adhab an-nar. And save us from the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, ask Allah for the good in this dunya. You don't have to give up the dunya. We don't have to go through life being miserable in this dunya. Ask Allah for the good of this dunya. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good of the hereafter. The good of the akhirah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us all from the nar. And this is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do. And brothers and sisters, don't get impatient. Don't get impatient. Many times we make dua to Allah, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times, and then we give up. Then we go to plan B, or plan C, or some other kind of plan. Don't be impatient when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yustajabu li ahadikum. Malam yajal. Yaqul da'watu falam yastajib li. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the supplication of the person who makes dua is accepted unless this person, he becomes impatient and he says, well, I've made dua and nothing's happening. So brothers and sisters, make dua. Even if you don't see it coming, keep making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan is a golden opportunity for each and every one of us to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. Rasulullah said that there are three, that their supplication, their prayer to Allah, their asking Allah for something will not be rejected. There are three people. They make dua to Allah, their dua will not be rejected. The first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imamul Adil, the just ruler, the just imam. And before you think, well, this is not me, I'm not a king, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. Each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, we are the imam in our homes. We are the imam in our homes. So be a just ruler in your home. Be just with your wife. Be just with your children. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to your dua because of this, because of being just. The second one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sa'imu hatta yuftira. The fasting person until he breaks his fast. The fasting person until he breaks his fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not turn away his dua. It will be accepted. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fasting person as he's breaking his fast. So the whole day while we're fasting, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most important, when you go to break your fast, instead of thinking about the food and thinking about the drink and thinking about the date and thinking about the water because I know it's hard, stop for a second and focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that dua. And the third person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَدَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ, the dua of that person who is oppressed. That person, when he raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer that dua. And in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will answer that dua even if it's after some time. So brothers and sisters, if you're oppressed, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, brothers and sisters, don't commit dhulm. Don't commit the oppression. Don't oppress somebody and have them raise their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of you. Because that dua will be accepted. So brothers and sisters, my nasihat to myself and to you is during the month of Ramadan, tire yourself out. Tire yourself out making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaws. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless your children. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless your family. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the brothers and sisters that you know and the brothers and sisters that you don't know. How many Muslims are going through hardship in this month of Ramadan? And many of us, we have it so easy, alhamdulillah. Remember your brothers and sisters in Islam and make dua for them. And remember our brothers and sisters who have preceded us into the hereafter and make dua for them as well. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who always call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our dua during the month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to come out of the month of Ramadan better Muslims than we were when we came into the month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us all in Jannatul Firdaws.